Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The World Show with Nikki B.
And with me now, I am speaking to Bafana. Thank you for being there, Bafana.
Thanks so much, Nikki Blumenfeld, and everyone who's listening.
What a beautiful, beautiful show. That was so... Actually, I have to read you one message I got. There's many messages of love and appreciation. But I love what Anne said. She said, yo. That brief stream, the call of thanks before the tribute to Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, was phenomenal, she puts in capital letters. She says it sent shockwaves through my body and brought a tear to my eye, through the airwaves, tear to my eye through the airwaves to Southern California. What a tribute. These brothers are on fire. Muchísimas gracias otra vez. And I could echo what she said. Also, thanks to Dori, who is in LA, and she was saying, sure, transported by these sounds. Thank you. So many other messages of love are coming through, and I know that you guys got it caught up with your audience there. How is it in Oslo tonight?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing, Nikki.
I'm sitting here with my soldiers, Mark and the Ibu.
And I must also give thanks. Hello, and thank you all. And I must also, and I haven't mentioned his name till now, so I've got to include Solo Diara on drums. Thank you so much for such a beautiful performance. I want to know one thing. We're talking Soweto, Sydney, Senegal. I think Mark is originally from Malta. That's what you told me, Bafana.
Yes. Thanks, Baf.
But how did you guys come together? Because you have such a beautiful chemistry.
The truth, I met Ibu first time when I was traveling with the Kwan Experience, when we came in Oslo. And then I said to him, I'd love to work with him. And then after that, I went back to South Africa. But as I was coming, visiting in Norway, I always bumped to Ibu until today we are working together. And with Mark, we found him after Africa Day. We were performing at a cafe theater. When we finished, me and Ibu, Mark invited us in his studio to have a jamming session. And the jamming session created this beautiful album for Pen for the Moon, which is Tuki.
Yes.
By the way, Tuki, it means moon in Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Travel. Yeah, travel in Senegalese or in a Japanese, it means moon.
You know, and I've got the feeling that when you came together, there was just this chemistry that it's almost like you were meant to come together so that these songs could be born. There's a feeling of an amazing connection.
True.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
I think that's what the universe has been channeling us to come to this point to make these beautiful albums. But we didn't see all along all this time. But today, I can see the confirmation of the universe that everything you really need in life, you just have to be focused and be dedicated to it and never give up, you know?
Absolutely. So now tell me, Bafana, is Burn for the Moon officially released? Is it officially available for people to get at least on download for now?
It's officially released, and the people, if they really want it, they can buy it on all the social media of like iTunes.
Yes. It's on all the digital platforms.
Yeah.
All the major. Hello, this is Mark.
Hello, Mark. As I said to Bafana the other day, because of communicating through the music, this is my first time to speak to Mark. But I feel like he's a brother, and Ibu is a brother that I've just met. So it's.
We are so happy. And Senegal are so happy about you. Your name is in Senegal right now, you know? You know, and the name of the radio too, you know, because I have to send some publicity about it. So thank you for supporting us. you know, I don't know what to say. People are so happy right here. People are standing and want to give us hug and want to thank us.
Yes.
Really, thank you for your nice job too, for helping us to share this around the world.
It's true.
Thank you so much, Ibu and Mark. And Ibu, I must say it's even more of a pleasure because I know that the main street in Dakar is named after Nelson Mandela. So that makes me happy.
It's true. Yeah.
You know. Viva Dakar!
Viva Dakar! So now, I wanted to ask Mark one question. Mark, had you worked with African musicians before? I like the way, by the way, that you describe yourself as a sound alchemist. So, had you worked with African musicians before?
That's how it feels. Like, but to answer your first question, no. In the last years I've been living in Norway, I've met different musicians from Africa.
Yes.
And many places, actually. But yeah, since we met about a year ago, we've been working a lot.
Yes.
Working on songs, working on new ideas, thinking about the next album, just and having a good time, hanging out together. And yeah, and it seems that the songs come together, how you described, as if they were meant to exist.
Yeah. Well, this is why
it's been a very alchemic process. Yeah.
Yes. And speaking about alchemy or sound alchemy, is that how you know? Is that what you find in your experiences generally? Did you find something special from working with African musicians?
Yes, absolutely. I guess in the Western world, there seems to be more focus with music education, following rules. I guess where I come from in Australia, at least the people I was with, we weren't so educated with music. We just learned from ear and in the street.
Yes.
And I find that in common with both Ibu and Bafana.
Yes.
We don't want to write things down. We just want to hang out, talk about things and life, and then when we're ready, we play the music.
Absolutely.
And it comes out like that, like you hear it in the record.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful, and such a beautiful performance. Ibu.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ibu, thank you so much as well for being what I call a contemporary griot, for bringing those ancient elements together with those of Bafana and, of course, Mark in the mix. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No, it's true. Thank you for that. And, you know, me and Bafana, you know, when he sing and when I play the kora, you know, the kora is something in the, especially in West Africa, and especially like the family I come from, we are griot, you know, and the kora is very respected in that side and in Europe and, of course, in Africa.
Yes.
So with Bafana's voice, I found out, okay, this instrument and this vocal from South Africa is something very linked, and the way Mark approached it and the way he played inside to those kind of like those kind of melody, it becomes something unique. You know, I play with many guitar players, but with Mark it was totally different, and the same with Bafana, you know.
Yes.
So it feel like this thing have to be, it meant to be, you know, and all the songs fail, they just come in and then they build themselves naturally, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's amazing. Even me, sometimes I think like, oh, this is kind of deja vu or something like that, you know. You feel like we're supposed to play in here or we're supposed to travel there, you know, and you know, it's amazing, man. I'm very happy to play with Mark and Bafana and the kora. When I'm playing it, I feel like home with Bafana's voice and Mark's guitar down. I feel like, wow, this take me to the moon straight away.
Me too.
Yes.
Burn for the moon. Yes. Thank you all so much, Bafana. One more question. And that question is, as soon as we're able to travel, as soon as the flights are able to come through, please make sure that you bring Burn to the Moon home for a live performance here in Ikasi.
Nikki, I that's my dream to bring Burn for the Moon home. I hope if anyone is listening, I know that as an artist, we need maybe agent to help us with the booking and stuff like that, because it's very hard sometimes to focus in music and do all of these things, because for now we're just doing our own things and the booking and all of these things. But I'll really, really love to bring Ben for the Moon home so that we can bless Mama Africa once again. Yes. With everyone. And I think that's something that I owe to my father, to say, hey, Papa, thanks for the knowledge that you share with me today. I went and worked as far as this, and I brought this kind of people home. May it be a blessing to the whole of the continent. That's my dream, you know.
Thank you so much, and you certainly did it us for tonight on The World Show and on Kaya TV. Thank you, all yes. of you. May you be blessed.
Thank you.
And I'll be playing much more of your music on The World Show. I'll be playing Burn for the Moon a lot. Hope to see you soon, as we say, on African soil. Burn for the Moon. Thanks to Bafana, to Ibu, to Mark, and of course to Solo as well, for being part of this beautiful, beautiful outfit.
Amazing, yeah.
We have been blessed. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening. Go and speak to your fans there. I can hear them in the background.
Even as we like to say thanks to everyone who took their time to listen to us, you know, Ben for the Moon, and we really appreciate it all over the world. And we say thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks to my mentor, Mr. Tali. Thanks.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.